You, of course, are living in a time of great challenge because of the disorder that you are experiencing in the world around you. There is also some dimensional disorder. It is not going to be that way forever, but since the entire planet is in a place of changing in order to move up, it is as though you sometimes experience the very worst of it before the change stabilizes and the dimensions stabilize and then you stabilize. So we want you to look at this period as a time where loving kindness for yourself is extremely important. When you look too far out of what is going on around you in your circle, it is fine to look in that. But do not try to look too much further than that, because what your sense will pick up is disarray. And for the time being, that is what you have. It is disarray. But it is not going to be forever. So loving kindness for yourself, compassion for the world around you where so much suffering is going on, and holding for a time coming up when many things are going to come back into balance. Now, there is a certain irony here because we are talking about wheels and circles that extend past yours. And for you, many of the things on your wheels are doing very well. And so you have this peculiar experience on your wheel of being in the eye of the storm. But the eye is an excellent place to be until the storm passes. So do not think, because of all that you are hearing and seeing, that your own wheel is going to be negatively impacted, because it is not. There are those who have thrown themselves onto these outer wheels and indeed are experiencing disturbances on their own wheel. So your safety is in the center of yourself, in loving kindness, extending it to yourself and to those immediately around you. Certainly you can fine with sending generosity out to those far wheels, but do not go to them. Send a prayer if you can, send support, that is fine, but do not leave your own wheel to do it. That is the lesson of this period. And in one sense, there is some protection for you, because while at the beginning of this breakdown that particularly politically you have experienced, but now has extended to the physical world, you were upset by everything that you heard or read. But now there has been so much. It is not that you do not care, but there is a certain numbness that can be a bit protective. It does not mean you do not care, but it means you are not going to jump into the middle of it, if you know what we are saying. So keeping this in mind as we move forward, we are looking forward, and there are significant changes in your planet, in your year, that is 2019 and 2020. And we do not mean to be discouraging, but there is a great buildup here for a big change and a good change. And as we move closer to it, there will be more stabilization. So take heart and take care of your own heart. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. and feel a warm golden rain, gentle, fluid, falling on the outside of your body to wash away the things that are most upsetting. And let yourself release those things so that you do not have to carry them forward with you into the week. Allow yourself to feel the gentle rain. And as you exhale, release. Now become aware of the energy of your own heart and see that beautiful garden in your heart. That is, you and your wheel, what you love, what you create, and watch that garden growing. See the rain falling in your heart to nourish what is growing, the sun shining to give it nutrients. And allow yourself to feel the heart center expanding, making a beautiful, safe, and powerful place for you to go anytime you need to go. Feel the golden light in the heart. Drop like energy raindrops into the solar plexus to clear the emotional center, to drop into the second center to release you from any shame or judgment that might happen. Feel the golden drops fall into your root to begin to help you form more strongly the structures you need to carry with you to create your life. Now feel the heart center again and feel it. Send up fluid gold into your throat center so that you understand the power of your word, particularly as it is spoken to yourself, and then, of course, to others. And feel that fluid gold come up into your third eye. Open your third eye so that in peace and power you can see and know all that you need to see and know. And feel the golden fluid light come up to your body and into the crown. And let the golden light open the crown. And feel the crown's ability to open more widely than it has, so that you can receive more than you have received before. Feel the column of golden light that is the universal column of light. And begin to let your body's energy rise and your spirit rise. Move upward through your body, out of your crown, into the protection of the universal light. Let it move you higher, and as it does, feel yourself become free, as though you were winged, so that though protected, you can move in the universe, see the beauty and the profoundness of the lights, of the planets, you can see it all. and as you feel your own freedom. See that ahead of you there are gates that open to receive you in the place where you were intended to go. Once inside, notice how brightly the energy shines and how you are able to step up to the place where your teacher waits for you. When you have spoken to your teacher, receive a gift from the teacher. Receive the teacher's blessing and thank the teacher who is here for you. and come to this place that is yours, taking with it all the riches in energy and attraction and light and love. Come into the night sky and fly. And bring your energy to the room, to the circle. And as a service, find a gift or message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.